What is their friend group like?
It's like Jack, Weston, Alec.
Is it pure chaos?
Yes.
What's the Bordas household like when there's 40 kids running around?
Insane.
Do they have a lot of friends too, or is it just like?
Are we started?
Yeah, we've already started.
Oh, cool.
Is there a lot of kids? Is it just family time inside of your home?
I mean, we have tons of cousins, so that's like their friends too. So that's the main thing, is just everyone hanging out with their cousins.
Over, under, has there been more than 20 kids in the house at a time?
Oh, over. Probably every time.
That's gotta be pure chaos.
Oh, and by the way, Soup, for anybody like tuning in that might not know these two.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You think we should introduce them?
Yeah, you can do the introduction.
Yeah, we're here with the two West Virginia Gatorade Players of the Year. Probably the first time in the history of this award that the players come from the same city, our little town of Wheeling. We've got Alexis Bordas, or whatever. What do you like to be called, by the way?
Whatever. I mean, my friends call me Lex, so Lex. That's fine.
Alexis Bordas, Wheeling Park High School star, and sitting right next to me, Eli Sandcombe, Wheeling Central.
Not many people look big in that chair, Eli, but you look like, it looks like you've kind of outgrown that chair a little bit, all 6'8 of you.
So two of the West Virginia Gatorade Players of the Year joined here. We're honored to have these two here in our studio, so... First question, is there a Gatorade Player of the Year in every state?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so every state there is one. And how do you guys have any idea how long that award has been going on?
I think it says it somewhere on there, but I don't remember off the top of my head. A while.
It's been quite a while.
Yeah.
So besides the notoriety, Soup asked you off the air before we started, do you get a lot of Gatorade? Eli, did they send you Gatorade?
I haven't got any yet.
You better make sure their address is right and they don't send it to the wrong house.
Yeah.
are you, Lex, did you get Gatorade? Well, you've done it. She's been in three times.
She's a vet
now. This is her third time. Like, this is like.
She's used to it.
Oh, like she says, oh, yeah, I got Gatorade Player of the Year this year for the third time, by the way. So you've done it three. You've had it three times. Do you get Gatorade?
Yeah, so. Usually it takes a couple months for everything to come in. Every year it kind of changes what you get. So like my first year I won, I got like a notebook, a book bag, like a pen, Gatorade stuff, tons of Gatorade bottles and protein bars. And then actually like the huge jug that we have at Park that has Gatorade and water in it, they gave that to us to send to the school. And then tons of towels and protein powder and all the Gatorade stuff.
What'd they bring it in? Like a
it was a huge box.
Amazon just drops it all. Eli, who are you most concerned about if that gets delivered to your house and let's just say you're off at practice or something, who are you most concerned that's gonna steal it all? Jack or Luke?
Probably my dad.
you know what else is unique that I knew this, but I didn't think they're both left handed.
Oh, that is impressive.
Yeah, I just thought of that when we walked in here.
That is so weird. They're both left-handed.
If it was like 1960, both of them would be considered like, or no, if it was like 1640 or whatever, they'd both be considered witches, right? Because they were left-handed. Wasn't that like very uncommon to be left-handed?
I think it would be.
See, I'm right.
You mean like back in the witch trials?
Yeah,
Salem.
Like,
witch
yeah, Luke, Salem. They weren't back like there. They would never be allowed to play basketball because they are left-handed.
So, Eli, do you have any weird things like Jubb's a left-hander? And most left-handers I've been around.
Are weirdos.
Are weird. The very first thing that I saw when we went to Wheeling Park baseball game, kid by the name of Jackson Updegraff, left-hander. I'm sure, Lex, you've heard of him. And freshman, maybe you haven't. But anyway, he's a left-handed pitcher. How do you think his hat was on?
Sideways, backwards.
Crooked.
Yeah.
Crooked. Every left-hander's hat's always crooked. They do all these weird things. Do you have any weird tendencies as a lefty?
No, not really. I mean, not.
You have to. I mean, lefties are just, they're dead. Lex, you have anything?
Not that I can think of. I mean.
Yeah, because everything they do is normal to
other
them.
Other people might think I'm weird for some of the things I do, but I don't really have like any superstitions or any like weird things I do.
I don't know.
Eli, they asked you about, because rumor has it you're going to be pitching the baseball a little bit this spring.
Yeah, a little bit.
And somebody wanted to know what pitches you throw. And you said you're just going to throw a fastball this year.
No, I'll throw some changeups, maybe some curveballs in there.
Are you excited to get out on the mound?
A little bit, yeah.
It's a sick sport, man. It was cool to watch you grow up and play too. So.
Yeah.
And then Lex, no softball, no nothing for you this spring?
No, just I've been at the track while the track team's practicing just to work on my conditioning and get ready for college, but no other sports.
Yeah, what is the biggest thing for you that you think you're going to have to take a leap in your game to be able to compete at the next level like immediately?
Yeah, I think just being consistent with like everything I do, you have to make shots at that level. You're going to be guarded, obviously, the 3-point line's deeper. So every shot I've been shooting is just from deeper out now. And everyone says the biggest difference is the speed. So I'm just trying to get in the best shape possible.
I wanted to ask you guys about, obviously, Eli, you guys won it this year. Lex won it last year. At what point in the season did you guys know, like, that you guys had a chance at least to go down there and compete and have a chance to win it? Know what I mean? Like, does it click early in the season? You're like, oh, we've got the dudes to do it, or we've got the girls to do it. When did it click for both of you guys that's like, oh, we can go win the whole thing?
I would say when we played Lindsley at Lindsley, because we're down like 18, like going into halftime, or going into like, it was like 3 minutes left in the third quarter, and our team just fought back. And like I knew from there, like, we got a good team, and like, we can fight and do things that are good.
Yeah, for us last year, it was probably when we played Morgantown for the first time. We beat them by like 20. So at that point, I was like, all right, like, there's our rivals, obviously, a big game. And we went out and killed them. So that was when I kind of knew.
Did you, was besides winning the awards that you've won, was beating Morgantown like the most satisfying thing that happened to you in your career?
Yeah.
It was... Since we played them like 308 times the entire time you were playing, we'd play them like 5 times a year.
Yeah, we literally, I know, we play them 17 times. When
17
I was
times in your career.
And we were 9-8, so winning
record. We were 9-8,
yeah,
but so, we won the big one that mattered the
exactly.
most.
Exactly. So we won one more than them, and we won one that mattered, but yeah, that just shows how like true that rivalry was. Any game, it was up to anybody. Like,
did you have some really bad feelings towards Morgantown?
I mean, I always respected them. Like, I'm not someone that ever like hates my opponents. I think some of my teammates probably did, but
who would be there?
Like Merritt, Seneca, Natalie. They all got very like personal sometimes with like.
Wait, do girls talk trash on the court?
Oh yeah, I never do. I just
come on. You've never said one thing to an opposing player.
No, I don't think I've literally ever said.
What's the worst thing that someone's ever said to you on your high school career?
A player. The players.
You hesitated and said a player.
Well, I mean, student sections of chanting is like daddy's money and like, but
and then you would probably go score 50, so it doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny when they do that. Like the one time this year during our Nitro game, someone yelled something in the stands. One of the parents, like, I don't even remember, something about me getting to the line too much, and I thought it was funny because I don't really get to the line very much, but I was just like, they only hate the great ones.
Yeah, there you go. So, Eli, what in your years of playing at Central so far, have you had a rival that you just don't like? Like, there's a respect, and then there's teams you just don't like. You don't like, it could come down to like a street fight if it had to be.
I'd probably say Williamstown. I mean,
I knew that was coming.
A lot of respect, but yeah, just it's a big
it's personal rivalry. When you go on that one. What about those? I mean, unbelievable! Your guys' matchup this year with Monroe Central, right? 3 games, 1-2 out of 3. They go on to win Division 6 there in Ohio. They win the whole thing. Every time I watch you guys play, that was like an old fashioned like, who's going to get punched and then stand up the lat? Because you guys were literally throwing punches all 3 games back and forth at Monroe Central. The game that you guys got beat, some kid came off the bench and was up underneath your chin for 30 minutes straight. I've never even heard of the kid. Yeah. And he was poking you. He was in your ear. Like, what was that like against Monroe Central this year?
I mean, yeah, that was that game that we lost down there. That was a big turnaround too, like the Lindsley game. But that was a big turnaround because we got handmanled, and we knew like, coming like when we played them in the OVAC championship that we had to be physical with them, and we were very physical with them, and I think that's why we won that game.
There wasn't even, when you guys were in Charleston, there wasn't even, I mean, I hate to talk like this, but it wasn't even close. You know what I mean? There, you guys didn't struggle. Your role players were hitting shots. And even if you were getting box and wonder picked up 84 feet, the other 7 or 8 dudes coming off the bench were ready to score. So, yeah. I mean, what was that preparation like for you guys this year to go win the whole thing?
I mean, just like confidence in my teammates when I throw them the ball. Like, I know they're going to make them because they work on their game all the time in the gym. So really just like confidence in my teammates, and like I said, like when we played at Lindsley, like I kind of knew from there on, like, because our strength of schedule this year was very, very good. Like playing Lindsley twice, Williamstown twice, Monroe Central 3 times. Like I knew when we were going down there, like we're gonna play good, because like going in the fourth quarters and stuff, like it's tie game, like, and like we're fighting, like playing good, and then in the fourth we're just playing great, like just
it was awesome to watch, yeah. Man. Lex, we got to call your please excuse me if this is ignorant and I don't say the correct number. We got to call your game when you scored 56?
Eight, but
58. I'm so sorry. We were up in the booth calling it live, and when you got to like, was it 27 in the first quarter?
I think it was 24.
Okay, yeah, 24 in the first quarter.
Come on, get your number.
Listen, anyway, when you get to about 30 halfway there in that second quarter, we are begging for you to get the ball. We're like, just feed her. Who cares what happens the rest of the game? Let's see how high she can get. Did you know coming out of halftime what number you're at and where you needed to get? And what were you feeling that day?
Yeah, I mean, it was funny. I joked before the game because I like stove my finger really bad. And so I was like, I hope I shoot good. If not, I'm taking this tape off. And I was just literally feeling it from the beginning. I think I made like the first like 8 out of 10 threes or something. But yeah, coming out of halftime, obviously our points are on the board, so I could see that. And I knew my freshman year when I had 50 that I was 5 away from the record. So I knew the record, and I was hoping Coach Young left me in to get it. Yeah. So he thankfully did. But he took me out in the third quarter, and I was like, Coach Young, am I going back in? And he was like, for like 1 minute, so you got a minute to score like 6 points. I was like, all right. Awesome.
When that day, how far, when you crossed half court, how far did you think you had to go to be able to make a shot? Like, was it like you felt like you could just step across half court and take a shot and feel good?
Yeah, looking back, I wish I probably would have shot one that was like close to half court just
sort
for
of
fun.
Like, sort of like his shot at halftime of the state championship game.
Yeah, like
game.
That.
Eli, yeah, I did call that though. When you got that ball, I looked around. There was parents in there. I was like, "It's going in."
Eli,
and you chucked that thing.
Eli, I want to go to your team real quick. Full blown brawl breaks out against Williamstown. Everybody's swinging. Who are you getting behind?
Brodegaard, dude.
Wait. What guy? I got my idea. Who it's going to be? Who are you getting behind and going with him?
Probably Nico.
I knew it. I said
that dude can't fight.
I know, but he's strong. He's strong.
That's exactly what I was going to say, Nico.
He's going to get someone will start tickling him and he'll start laughing at him. That'll be it. What were your practices like this year? Did they ever get competitive? Like, did they bring out the best in you guys? Kind of what was going? Because I know what we did 10 years ago and there would legit almost be fist fights.
Oh, yeah.
What it looked like now this year? Because to get to where you guys got, you had to have been competing in those practices at some point.
Yes, very competitive. Like every single practice, we would go live, so it'd be very competitive. There'd be some balls thrown at each other, like just maybe some pushing and shoving. But like at the end of the day, like we love all each other. So it's like at the end of the day, like our coaches say all the time, like if you play hard, you're gonna win. So like just be very competitive and just. That's kind of how we won this year. It was just very competitive.
Lex, there's obviously not a lack of confidence coming out of your brain when you're about to go to the next level here, though. But like when you go and play in these AAU tournaments and you watch the next level on TV right now, how do you think you can step in immediately and be like, oh, coach, I can play. I can do that.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is just I can score at any level. So any team needs to score points. So that's just to my advantage because I'm going to go in and be able to score. I think you can score. If you can score, you can score. It doesn't matter if you're in high school or college. So, and obviously my shooting ability, teams need shooters. So to be able to shoot the ball, especially with Duquesne's style of play, they love to push the ball and shoot a ton of transition threes. So their play is kind of just based off of playing hard and shooting well. And that's what I feel like is kind of my game is I'll go out there and play as hard as I can and then shoot the ball well. So I feel like I have the chance to prove myself, and it's obviously college is going to be hard, but I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Speaking of competitive, I want to talk about you and your mother a little bit. Your mother was a heck of a player at Wheeling Central. You know, the name Contreguero goes with Wheeling Central. All along, your dad indicated to me that she was a much better shooter than you. Do you agree with that?
He would say to me when I was younger, I'll never forget this because it would make me so mad. He would say that I'm a better player, but she's a better shooter. And he stopped saying that probably about like seventh grade. And I actually brought it up to him the other day. I was like, you remember when you used to say that? Like, you don't say that anymore. He's like, that's because it's not true anymore.
Did you guys used to play one-on-one?
Yeah, all the time. She was my coach too, so we'd play all the time.
Now, she could beat you up until when?
Probably about sixth, seventh grade, yeah.
And then she said, oh, I'm in big trouble.
Yeah, she hasn't played me since I've been in high school, so she's smart. Given up.
Now, smart. The one thing I heard, another thing that I've heard through the grapevine about you, a big Taylor Swift fan.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah.
But I heard, now this is just coming from a pretty reliable source, that you try to sing her songs and you're a horrible singer.
I am a very bad singer. I will admit to that. But that's not going to stop me from singing her songs every day.
All right, Eli, I want to talk a little bit about your parents now. Obviously, very involved in your basketball career. Which one of your parents? Let's see. I want to break this down into several questions. which one of your parents is the hardest on you? Like, if you have like a little off game, who's and your dad happens to be at the game, who's tougher on you?
My dad.
And your dad's tougher on you? Like, what? Even is your dad even tough on you when you think you've played decent? Is he going to find something in your game?
Absolutely.
Like, absolutely. He'll find something, one little part of you. Like, you might have scored 26, 12 assists, 8 rebounds. You thought you played, but what he'll say? Like, you got to get back on defense.
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah, that's how he is.
So he's always trying to pick out like one little thing to,
sure.
Like, he's never going to say, wow, you played a perfect game today. Listen, that was a good game, but.
Yeah, all the time. He's always doing that. Probably the championship game was the first time he didn't criticize me.
Oh,
nice.
Really?
Nice. He was like happy and stuff for me. But yeah, like, he's always criticizing me.
And how's your mom? Like, is she always?
She's just nervous. She's always nervous.
Yeah, so that was the next thing I was going to ask. What's it like for your mother? You know, she's got a big role at the school. Obviously, she's a principal and administrator. She's watching over all the kids. So nobody's misbehaving. And then she's trying to watch you and your brother play. And she's a wreck. I know. I'm watching her in that Chapmanville game because that was a really good game. And then the Monroe Central game, you know, and some of the other ones were blowouts, so she didn't have to be sent over. But is she really get uptight when things are
like she won't watch. Like, I'm like, Mom, what are you doing?
Eli, have you or Luke yet gotten not in trouble at school, but like done something to where you're like, oh my gosh, I got to go get in front of my mom?
Not really.
You got to probably worry about Luke more with that then, right?
Yeah. Luke's going to
school. Yeah, but it's going to be the her mother that's going to rip them in school. But what happens if dad finds out that did something?
That's probably big trouble. Eli, I thought the coolest thing, like, especially talking with Nico since he's family, like, hearing him talk about how you and Luke lead on the court and then like when you guys are in the locker room, like, Nico had no business knowing some of the terminology that he has like spoken to me. He's like, yeah, Luke and Eli were talking to me about using my body weight when I'm driving to the hoop and being able to leverage it and score this way. I'm like, Nico, how did you even like, where did you learn that? And then, so what was that like having a dad as such a high level coach growing up with?
Yeah, I mean, he's taught me like mostly everything I know about basketball. Because, I mean, I go to the gym with him almost every day. So, like, he's teaching me new things almost every day. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, the stuff that he knows about basketball. Like, really, like, just, like, I mean, he's always hard on me. So, like, even if I do play good, he's still, like he said, criticizing me and stuff like that. But, I mean, I believe that's, like, the player I am today because of him.
Lex, what's – I've only been to Duquesne's campus a couple times. What was the deciding factor? Obviously, you had a bunch of offers coming in, a lot of other schools looking at you too. What was kind of that deciding factor in saying, hey, I want to give Duquesne a shot?
Yeah, there wasn't really, like, one thing, but it was just a combination of everything. Like, I would say there was nothing, like, negative I could say about it. There were no cons in that category. Like, it's a great school. It's close to home. It's in a great conference. I love the coaches and players, and they've recruited me for a long time, so they've believed in me and put their trust in me. So overall, there was just nothing like in the con category for me to say, like, why not Duquesne? So, it was a pretty easy decision when it came down to it.
Who is your who are one of your best friends on your team and for Park? I know you probably have a lot of them, but I'm going to ask you a question to follow. Just give me one girl.
Like Maggie and Karen.
Okay, so let's take them. You understand the NIL stuff. And would you let them represent you? Let's just say, Lex, you walk in. Where's your favorite restaurant?
Oh, gosh. That's a hard question.
Do you have a favorite coffee place?
Starbucks.
Okay, let's say Starbucks calls and says, Lex Bortis, like, we want to offer you an NIL package. Like, get us in touch with your agents. And it's your best friends representing you. Do you trust them to get a deal done for you?
Oh, if it's Starbucks, then yes, because they're obsessed with Starbucks, too. But if it's anything else, I don't know. They probably don't know how all that works. But, I'd say I'd trust them, though.
Eli, you win a state championship, and then the offers start rolling in. So did you have a feeling that like, hey, I'm getting close, and were people starting to talk to you before the state tournament? Like, could you feel the eyes and the ears on you during the state tournament? Kind of what's that process look like right now as a junior?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of coaches there. I mean, they called me before I went downstate and told me that they were going to come watch me play. So really, like, my focus was more on just winning.
Yeah.
Not really, like, trying to worry about how I'm playing, just worrying about winning. But yeah, for sure. I mean, like, when I found out I won Gatorade Player of the Year, it was Thursday morning before the game against Westside. I went in. It was Ori Bobby called me, and I was like, what's up, coach? And he told me to come to my room, and I was like, I don't know what was going on.
You're like, what did Nico do now?
Yeah, Nico, somebody got in trouble. But no, he just told me that I won Gatorade Player of the Year and stuff like that. And like, I didn't really like, I mean, I was like happy and stuff, but really just focusing on my team winning, really. That was like the main goal, to go down there and win. But I mean, at the same time, I was happy. It was one of my goals for sure.
I feel like not every elite guard right now, but all of the guards at the next level right now on the guy side, like 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", can handle the ball, can score, can pass, can defend at a really high level. Like, what in the back of your mind right now this summer is going to really set you apart against everyone else that's kind of on that same level as you?
I mean, just working on my like quickness and athleticism, really, just stuff like that. I mean, I'm going to keep shooting and keep doing my ball handling stuff and lifting and stuff like that, but like getting more athletic.
Lex, I want to touch on your parents again here. What are your parents like during a game? Obviously you don't know for positive what they're like, but are they like in a real tight game and in a you know real competitive game? Who's like uptight? Which one of your parents was more uptight? Which one's more relaxed? Which one like wants to turn her head? Which one?
I would not say either of them are relaxed by any means, but
no?
My mom's definitely like Mrs. Sancom. Like she won't turn away. Like she'll watch, but she could like throw up. She'd be so nervous. Like I think before our state championship game, my sophomore and junior years, like she threw up that morning. She was so nervous. And my dad, he's the type, like if we're in a close game and like I miss a shot, he'll like bang the bleachers because he's so mad at me. Like my mom will just get like so nervous, but my dad will just get like angry at everything I do. And I'm like, all right. Like my mom will tell me after the game the things he does.
Oh, that's awesome. What's the best piece of advice either one or both of your parents have given you about, you know, looking for the future or through high school? What's something that sticks with you that they've told you that is really a good piece of advice?
My mom just always teaches me to like not really care about anything but what I think, and not pay attention to what everyone else says and people trying to bring me down, and just to enjoy every moment, because like especially now, obviously we didn't make it downstate. My career's over. So just like going into the season, especially, she was like, just enjoy every moment, every little game, every high, every low, like every award I won. I just really like probably did genuinely enjoy it more than any time in the past.
Did your high school career go fast?
Yeah. So
isn't
fast.
It amazing?
Yeah.
And amazing. You're a freshman. You think, oh, this is going to just be forever.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're turning your uniform in for the last time.
Yeah,
what are your some of your best memories of Wheeling Park High School, like leaving the high school now? You're about what, 6 weeks away maybe from graduating?
Yeah.
What are some of the best memories you take away from your basketball career in Wheeling Park?
Number one's definitely winning the state championship. That nothing even comes close to that.
Yeah.
But probably just like winning OVACs too. Every time we won like a huge game, those are always the moments that I'm gonna remember the most. When I scored my 1,000th point, that was probably one of my big moments. I mean, 2,000 was fun too, but like 1,000 is just like, that's the moment that everyone looks forward to. And as a sophomore, and those are probably my favorite moments.
Yeah. Is it sick? Like when you're creeping up on it and you know it's coming, is it cool to know like, oh gosh, like I'm like a game or two away? Because I only scored 340 points over 4 years. So I tried to score 1,000. I wasn't even close.
Here's a funny one about him. He'll tell people like out in public that he and Chase Harler combined.
Yeah, scored 3,200 points.
And he scored 20, as Chase scored 2,800 and he scored 400.
Yeah.
So he always says that they combined for 3,200.
Nobody asked. Nobody asked how many I score.
Exactly.
Just
you got to keep saying that.
Lex, what are you studying next year?
Something in the medical field. I don't have my exact major
yet, you're not taking the law route. Did they talk you out of it?
No, my parents have honestly never even like mentioned it to me. They've always just kind of let me do what I wanted to do. I've wanted to be a doctor probably since like third or fourth grade. So I've kind of known for a while, but then as I'm like approaching the actual decision, I'm kind of like, I don't really know now. So I'm not sure. I am really interested in the medical field, but I say people will laugh at me when I'm a lawyer. So
you'll crush it no matter what you do. So it's going to be sweet.
Eli, you got one more year to go. What, how much better to like people told me like and we walk away and I said literally nobody can stop him, like from all the games we've seen, nobody can stop you. If you want to pull up and shoot from 20 feet or if you want to slash to the bucket, draw defenders and incredible passing, how much better do you think you can get?
I mean, I'm just going to keep working. I think there's still a lot to be out there for sure, but I mean, I'm just going to keep putting my head down and working. I mean, I think for sure there's definitely more improvement in my game.
What, let's see. So you're what, 6'5"?
Yeah.
6'5". How much do you weigh?
180.
Is there a weight that your dad wants you to get to?
If he gets to 230, he might play defensive end.
is there a weight that you want to get to or your dad would like
probably
to see?
Probably next year, I want to be like 190.
Oh, my goodness.
And going
you're going to be fighting Nico in the locker room.
Going into college, you would like to be at about 190?
Yeah, 190, I'd say.
What do you look at as the weakness in your game? Do you think you have a weakness?
I don't know.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Yeah. No, not really.
Lex, do you have one? Like, when you look yourself in the mirror, you're like, I got to get better at this.
I mean, I wouldn't say, like, weakness, but I definitely have, like, my list of things in my notes that are, like, things to emphasize working on each year. So like one of my big things going into college is like finishing. You really can't afford to miss any baskets around the rim. So I'm really focusing on just like being elite around the rim.
How do you think defense is going to change? Like for you? Are you going to really have to step up defensively too? Because obviously you're going to face every night. You're going to be facing guards that are just as good as there are in the country. How is that going to change?
Yeah, I feel like obviously I'm never going to be the most athletic one on the court just by my genetics. And I know that, but I have worked very hard from a young age to increase my speed and agility. And I think I have every year. So just to keep working on that. And the thing I think I have to my advantage the most is just that I'll try harder than anyone out there. And my IQ, which a lot of people probably don't realize plays into defense, but like the majority of the steals that I get are just from knowing where to be, being in the right position, and like jumping passes. So definitely working on my quickness, but I think just playing hard and kind of knowing where to be makes up for it.
If they did let's say whoever is on the board of the Gatorade Player of the Years and all that stuff, if they took all 50 states and they said, we're hosting every Gatorade Player of the Year, a 2-on-2 tournament, okay, so the male winner and the female winner, winners get $50,000. Okay, so you two would be on a team. Do you guys like your chances going up against every other state?
Yeah, why not?
That'd be fun. That would be sick. They need to do that, and we'll come stream it. So are we thinking a lot of like pick and rolls? Like you guys are just going to shoot the lights out? Like Eli, are you getting down and like, are you trying to get like work the block? Like what's the game plan
here?
These guys
are going to be big too.
We're going to be outsized for sure.
Yeah. All right, I like it.
I like that question though, Soup. That's intriguing.
Eli, you're. I'm not gonna say who told me to ask you this. I got a text message about 5 minutes before we start. Is there a hoop in your house like called a Dickie V hoop?
Yes.
Or what is that?
my mom or dad. Definitely.
What is this?
It's just like a mini rim, and like I've had it my whole life. Like when I got baptized, I've had it like my whole life,
and it's still standing.
Nerf? And like me and my brother Jack always still play on it. I even still play on it.
Nerf or is it a little rubber?
It's like a rubber ball. It's like, yeah.
You still play on it?
Yeah.
Is it up high on the ceiling or is it like?
No, it's like 7 feet.
Yeah. So that's like what? Like 6.5 feet taller than Jack right
now?
Yeah. That's a big hoop right there.
That's awesome.
I've had it like my whole life. So,
Lex, let's talk about your family a little bit. Four brothers, right?
Yes. One sister.
And sister. You're the oldest, and your sister is the youngest, right?
Yes.
And then the four male.
Oh, your mom was probably miserable.
What was it like in a house? Like, as Soup asked you this earlier, was it chaos? Like, you know, trying to, as you get older, get ready for school, dinner time, lunchtime, getting the homework done. What's it like with
Yeah, like when you guys walk out the door to like grab all your lunch boxes, does it look like a gas and oil plant? Like,
it's actually probably more chaotic now than ever just because we're all involved in sports and different things.
How many bathrooms do you have in your house?
A lot.
Not enough.
Too many.
Okay.
No. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, we probably at this point never all actually eat dinner at the same time or do anything at the same time just because we're all so busy. But it is nice when we get to do that because it's not very often.
Who's the best cook in that house?
Oh, my mom.
By
my
far?
My mom's a great cook. Yeah, she cooks every night. My dad can't cook anything. He'll be like, how long do I put this in the microwave for? Like, he can't do anything.
Wow.
Neither can I guess.
Eli, what's, I want to go back to your state championship and the Gatorade player. This is probably going to put you on a spot a little bit. What meant more to you, the state championship or the Gatorade player of the year?
State championship, for sure.
Yeah. Just because of the team and the
team
accomplishment.
In the school, like for the school especially. Because like we haven't done it since 2018. When he was there, it was like a every year thing kind of. So like I was definitely state champion.
How about that picture of you, Luke, and Cihar?
Yeah, it was cool.
How sick was that?
My mom found that.
My wife, Sammy, said, that was the first time she'd seen that picture. She looked at it and her jaw dropped. She said, wow, it looks like Luke and Eli really wanted that. Like talking about like looking at the net and stuff. So
how do they tell you guys that you won Gatorade Player? Was it a hand delivered letter or how do they let you know?
Well, my coaches knew before I did, but I got like a text after and like telling me that I won Gatorade Player of the Year and stuff, and you get like a big email.
Yeah,
a big email.
My sophomore year, they actually told me directly. I got an email, but the last 2 years. They told my coach, so I didn't know. But
now I want to ask you this, Lex. Pre-game introductions. Who's the best PA guy that you've ever heard?
You're definitely the best.
That was the right.
He probably needed to hear that.
That was the right answer. Come on.
He needed to hear that.
Although I do joke with Nick because every time he announced one of our games, I had over 40 points this year. Every time. So I don't know. I guess if you're comparing in terms of performance, he might be better.
Do you know what that's going to do to Nick Nardone when he watches it? Do you know what that just did to him?
Eli,
that's a killer.
There was a time in the middle of the season where, forget who you guys were playing, it might have been Logan, and Luke got screened off and he had to switch on a kid that was like 6'3" and he was battling and he was fighting in the student section, got pumped up. Fast forward to that state championship game. He gets fouled hard going to the rim. There were some words exchanged. Is Luke like that in practice, or is it when it's game time he flips a switch, or is there like...
No, he's like that in practice. He's very competitive all the time. So like if someone's talking to him, he's definitely going to talk back.
He's talking right back. I kept watching him during that state championship game. He kept like pumping his hand, saying, I need to calm down. Yeah. I need to calm down.
Yeah.
Is it one of the coolest things getting to play with him day in
cool.
and day out?
Yeah, it's cool. Because I'm always with him. I'm always in the gym with him all the time, every day. So it is cool.
Talk about who you guys have coming back next year. I mean, are you serious? Like, three out of your five starters, correct? You, Nico, Max. You got Luke coming back.
Yep.
A bunch of those young guys are only getting better. I mean, you guys are going to be fun to watch again.
Yeah. We got some pretty good JV guys, too, that weren't very noticed this year, but I mean they're going to keep working and keep getting better for sure.
Wow, that's going to be a fun year again. And now talk a little bit. You decided to play baseball.
Two years. Yeah, it was eighth grade, so yeah, 3 years.
3 years since you played. Yeah. Last year obviously couldn't play, but what inspired that? Did Coach Cover come to you and say, hey, you know, we got a spot on the...
he did. Just kind of like leadership, too. They wanted a, kind of a little bit of a leadership. So just like, I mean, I can pitch, so...
You could probably hit, too, if you wanted to.
Yes, but I'm not going to do
that.
Are
you familiar with what that PO life is like?
No.
It's the bet. When you're a pitcher only, it looks like it's the best life I've ever seen. I didn't get to do it in college baseball. The pitchers would go do their whole own world and they're weird and they just, the things they say. But I'm telling you, Eli, like you get to show up and usually know when you're pitching and it's like the best life ever.
Because, yeah, for sure. So, I mean, Monday through Thursday, I'll be good for baseball. But then like on the weekends and stuff, I have AAU and stuff. So I'll be traveling.
Yeah. Any cool cities you're getting to visit this spring?
For college?
No, for AAU.
We're going to Phoenix, Arizona, Texas. So most of the tournaments you all have to fly to. So besides the one in Pittsburgh.
Now, Lex, what will you do? That now will you play any team ball? It'll just be individual, just working out.
Yeah.
And Duquesne, has Duquesne given you a like a pretty set routine of what they want you doing?
Not really yet, just because they're still playing. They're in the WNIT still, so hopefully they're going to the Sweet 16. So hopefully they win it all, and then when they're done, they will give me kind of an idea of everything like that. I know, obviously, I have to report pretty early, so I'll get there like middle of June, and then we'll start doing our conditioning and lifting program and stuff.
Have you gotten to know the underclassmen that are going to be there? Hopefully, don't enter the transfer portal. Hopefully, or will be there next year. Have you gotten to know some of them or all of them?
Yeah, pretty much all of them. I've obviously met all of them on my official visit, and a lot of them I actually knew beforehand just because playing AAU, like I've played against them, played with them at elite camps and stuff. Some of them are from like Cleveland, Pittsburgh, around that area, so local enough that I knew of them. So now, yeah, we've just been texting and become friends, so I'm excited.
Was that a little factor in going to Duquesne also? I mean, there were other factors, obviously, you talked about those, but was the knowing the girls, you know, you felt comfortable with them, was that a little bit of a factor also?
Yeah, definitely. That was like a big thing for when I visited every school. Like, I didn't get to visit every single school I had an offer from, but I tried to, at least for most of them, visit and meet all the girls, because that's who you're going to be around literally 95% of the time for 4 years. So that was a big thing for me. And when I visited Duquesne, it was just like completely different from everywhere else with the girls, and how much like it really did seem like a family, and they were all very welcoming. And I actually committed on my official visit.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I was really excited.
Eli, was Drexel the first offer?
Yes.
What, I mean, how rude of it is of your dad not to offer you a spot, right?
Yeah.
That's messed up that he didn't offer. What was it like when did Drexel call? Were they there in person? What was that like?
They went to the game. Their head coach and assistant coach went to the game on Thursday, and they called me Saturday night.
Awesome.
So it was.
That's sick, yeah, man.
Saturday was a great day for you.
Yeah. Probably one of the best days of my life.
What, are there any schools that, I mean, you don't have to say them personally, but any conferences maybe that you're hoping to pull an offer from this summer? Obviously, your senior year is going to be huge, but kind of what's the summer look like?
I mean, not really. Just keep working, really, and just, I mean, have a good AAU season, especially a good AAU season, because that's where, like, all the coaches are going to be at for sure.
Lex, besides basketball, which you spend most of your life doing, what else do you like to do? What are your hobbies besides hanging out with Tino? Well, that's probably your number one hobby.
Oh, yeah. My family, I have a huge family. So when I'm not playing basketball, I'm definitely hanging out with them. We have like a get together pretty much every weekend. My mom has 3 siblings. My grandma's 1 of 8. My grandpa's 1 of 11. So
holy moly!
Yeah, everyone on my mom's side is just
Do you ever all get together?
Yeah, like especially like my immediate like cousins, my first cousins, we're together every week, like all the time, and they all go to St. Vincent's, so they're best friends with my little siblings. But like even my extended family, like my second and third cousins, they'd come to several of my games, like most of them, even if they were further away. So it was really exciting, and like to have that support system, it means a lot.
But like, is there a holiday like Christmas thing when the entire clan is there?
Like, not really anymore.
I can't imagine. You have to go like to like some assembly hall.
Yeah, not really anymore. Like when I was younger, we used to kind of like make rounds and like stop different places to see everyone. But now it's just a little bit too much with everyone that's in my immediate family to be able to do that. But I mean, I do see them a good bit for as many of them as there is. So
who's the smartest, boredest child?
Me.
by far, like, not even hesitating.
I bet Jay would argue that.
Definitely not. No.
He wouldn't argue.
What about your younger siblings?
No, my brother Luke, he's after Jay. He's very smart too. But yeah, I'm definitely first. My sister, actually, I think she might end up being really smart though. She's obviously young, but she's really smart.
She's like a prodigy.
Yeah,
like,
she
there,
is.
So. Eli, the family says, "All right, like, we're going out to dinner tonight. Eli, you pick where we're going. Where are you going?"
Probably Drovers.
Lex, same. What for you?
Fusion.
So good. Guys, good choices. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how about your family? Who cooks?
My mom. My mom cooks, like, inside, like, on the grill. My dad cooks.
Oh, your dad cooks a grill and a beer?
Yeah.
What was Eli?
You weren't going to mention
I forgot about, how long were you in Baltimore for? You were young when you guys came here, right?
Yeah, like two or three. I was.
Do your mom and dad ever talk about their time there? Like that, I think that's awesome. Is that where they grew up, or is that just
both grew up at?
Who's a bigger sport, professional sports fan, your mom or your dad?
My dad.
Big Ravens guy or Orioles? Or
Orioles, yeah.
Orioles.
If his team plays a bad game and he comes home, is he in a bad mood?
Very, yes.
Is he like, you just sort of say, hi, Dad, and then you go go your own way?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they don't lose very much, but when they do,
it's not good.
Yes.
Yeah, they had a tough year injury-wise.
Yeah,
man. At one point, I think they lost four of their five starters, didn't they?
Yeah.
I was at the Wheeling game. I keep the shot clock for them, and they're real good. Their real good guard went down that day for the year, I think. Yeah. He went down for the whole year, I think, didn't he?
He came back. He actually was player of the year in the conference. He missed like three or four games, but he was an All-American, too. But he just transferred.
And then a couple other guys got injured for their team.
My dad's best player got injured like the second game of the year. But yeah.
What's the recruiting side like watching your dad do it? Is it a lot of phone calls? Do you have to travel to people's like houses? Like what's that look like?
No, I mean, he's always on the phone like all the time, especially right now, like this time of year. I mean, he's on the phone like.
You guys ever sit down? You guys ever sit down like watch a movie or.
Not really.
No,
like, no time for that.
Like,
no.
Get your pajamas on and sit around and watch a movie, everybody.
No, not really.
That ain't happening?
No.
Is there constant movement in your house?
Yes.
Like, one or both, or everybody's always going different ways?
Yeah.
Well, with your mother, she's probably got something every night with the Central or some game she's got to cover.
Yeah, she's got to go to a game or two.
Do you guys ever eat dinner together?
Not really. It's like on the move, like she said. It's always on the move.
Lex, have you found a place because Duquesne's campus is in downtown Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah. I went to a place on my visit called Alta Via. It was like Italian place, and it's not really that close to Duquesne. My direction's terrible, so I don't even know where it is. But I just know it was like probably like 20 minutes away. But it was really good.
Delicious.
So I'll be hitting that place up.
You got to tell your two best friends, call them to get you an NIL deal with them.
Yeah.
All right. Sporting event besides basketball, can't pick. But what sporting event would you like to go? Would be on your bucket list to go to? Can't be basketball.
Football.
What? No, you got to give me a game. You got to give me.
Probably to see the Chiefs play.
Oh,
you're a Mahomes fan.
Oh, geez, that's right.
You want to
watch a game.
No, I do like Taylor Swift, but I'm also a sports
player
person.
You.
Yeah.
Hi, Taylor. Taylor, do you want to hear me sing? Taylor,
you heard me.
She would not be impressed.
All right, go. What do you want?
I'd probably say the Miami Heat. I would say.
Oh, that'd be sick down there.
Yes.
Get to go watch them play.
Yeah.
Go see the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, here's what you need to do. You need to just get offered from the U and then go take a visit and then go to a game. It's simple as that.
All right. What do you do? You finish your workout. You're not playing basketball. You don't have any homework. You don't have anything to do. What do you do? You a gamer?
No, I don't play video games.
You don't play video games?
No.
Oh, my God. What do you do? What do you do with your spare time? Call your buddies?
Yeah.
Go bike riding?
Go hang out with my friends, really. Just if I'm not doing basketball or homework or stuff, just really go and hang out with my friends.
And what do you guys do? Like, what are guys that don't game or, like, don't have practice?
They read, coach. They're big book people.
Go get something to eat.
Oh, I'll go to the library.
Yes.
Go get hang out, something to eat.
Yeah.
Where's the big hangout? Sheets?
Not anymore.
I know.
It's gone.
Yeah, but that's actually where a lot of people go hang out for some reason.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know why, but it's...
If you go to a dance, do they still have dances?
Like prom and homecoming.
That's it. They don't have weekend dances anymore.
You guys might. Do you have formals?
No, not really. No. Yeah.
Do you go to homecoming and prom and all that?
I went to homecoming. I won't go to. I don't think I'll go to prom.
No,
because AAU and stuff like that.
Oh, you don't have time. Yeah. You ain't time for prom.
What are the halls of Central like right now? Is it pure chaos still when you get out of class?
The halls are small and it's like. Everyone.
There's so many of you right now. I heard that. How many kids are in the school right now?
Like 330.
Dude, we had like 240 when we were there. That's insane.
It's starting to go up.
Lex, prom coming up?
Yeah, it's like end of April, I think.
How you think Tino will dress?
He actually told me he ordered it the other day. So,
what kind of shoes will he wear? Last year I saw his shoes.
Usually they're sparkly, so we'll see. I don't know. He has to find
I thought he had tennis shoes. Didn't he wear tennis shoes last year? Like Nikes? No, maybe not.
I don't think so. I don't know. I know in one picture he had my tennis shoes in his hands. Maybe
that was it.
Yeah.
So he already got his swag.
Yep.
What's it? What colors are you guys going with?
Blue.
Blue?
Yep.
You got your dress?
I do, yeah.
Where is the prom?
It's at the White Palace.
Do you like the prom? Do you like prom better or homecoming?
To be honest, I don't really like either of them. I'm not a huge dance person, but I just go. I mean, it's fun when I go, but I don't really like love it. I wouldn't really like to go back and do it again, but
That's not like one of the things you're going to say, boy, I missed a prom.
No, so. Yeah, I'm not going to miss that. Prom's probably better just because there's less people, so it's not as like packed. And
do they have senior dinner dance anymore?
Yeah, for us, we're changing it to like, instead of like a dance, it's more like a laid back, just like play games on the turf and kind of have like a cookout and pizza. And so it's going to be more like a chill, have fun thing than an actual like formal
dance.
Where's
it at?
The turf field up at Park. The softball field.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just hope it's not raining. That's not what you think.
Yeah, it's like in May, so I guess there's a chance of that, but hopefully.
Eli, any like significance in going to the football games? Like, do you like being in the student section when you go to stuff like that, or would you rather just kind of stand off at the side and watch the game?
I kind of like standing off to the side. I kind of don't really like standing the whole game, but I mean, it's fine. I don't really mind it.
Have you gotten to go to an Orioles game?
Yeah, I went last year. Like,
I heard Camden's sick.
Yeah,
I've never
is.
Been there.
I did.
Is it nice as PNC?
Yeah, I think it's nicer.
Yeah, people say Camden's
awesome. Eli, you have a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
There you go. That's what I figured. You would not have time, right?
No.
All right, Coach, we got to let him get to his game. They played Lindsley.
Well, wait, hang on. One more. So you guys, have you got, like, when you started to do interviews, people started to, were you uncomfortable doing them, like, when you first started doing, like, interviews or radio talks or anything?
Yeah, I've always kind of liked talking to people, so I never really was, like, nervous for them, but I definitely feel like I've gotten better as I've
You're
gotten
very
older.
Good.
You should do sales, Lex.
You're very good.
Thank you.
And
I don't know.
Maybe. And you were good. You were one of our best post-game interviews because, boy, sometimes, like Max is tough. You got to pull Max hard. It's tough to It's tough to get anything out of Max.
Nico
was like, first of all, when I was interviewing, I was like, why are you wasting my time? I could be getting a shower right now. I really don't
know. You can't get him to stop talking off the camera, but then when you put him on camera, he doesn't talk. Yeah, I don't know how that makes any sense.
He gets nervous. I think he gets a little nervous.
Do you feel more comfortable now as you get older and you've done this?
Sure.
A lot of time. Have you done this a lot?
No, not this is the first time for this like interview, but like downstate they interviewed me a few times. But
is it a lot of the same questions?
Kind of. I like this because they don't ask the same questions.
Oh, they don't ask who's the best cookie at your house.
No.
Eli, how much was Nico actually getting yelled at during practice?
I mean, he wouldn't get yelled at much. I mean, he likes to goof around sometimes.
Yeah, so you guys never had to run extra because of him?
No, not this year.
Who's the biggest clown on your team?
Oh, Nico.
Who's the biggest clown on your team?
Probably Elena or Danny. I don't know. Everyone kind of just had fun this year. Like, it was
good.
Probably a lot of people.
Who do you not want to sit by on the bus?
Nico.
Man, Nico's taking a beating.
I don't want to sit by anyone. They probably say they don't want to sit by me because I don't talk to anyone on the bus.
If you had to listen to one person's music and they, like, whose music would you not want to listen to?
Not want to listen to?
Not want to listen to.
Think about this.
How about you? Well, she's thinking.
I don't really know.
Do all the guys play the same music pretty much?
Yeah, we all play kind of the same music.
I tell you what, you heard their warm up music?
I've never seen anything like it. It's like they were going to war in like the middle of
your warm up music is like Jarrett could not believe your guys' warm up music.
Yeah.
He said yeah. So who's
I don't know. I mean, I don't really like rap, so really like any rap artist I wouldn't really listen to. So
what is in your headphones, Eli, when you're about to walk out on the court?
I like Lil Baby. I do like him.
No, you mean no country music?
No, I don't really listen much.
How about
a little
you?
Bit. I listen a little bit, not okay. like
I
too
listen,
much.
I listen to sad music, like slow, like slow country or like sad.
To get
like,
ready?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I've never heard that. How does that get you hyped?
Because it's just like, I don't know.
Like, what's the one song? Snow on the Beach?
Yeah,
that's
like
T-Swift,
that.
Right?
I'll listen to that, yes. Yeah.
All right, before we leave, this has to happen just for your mom and dad when they walk. You got to sing a little bit Taylor Swift.
Oh my
right
gosh,
now.
No. You guys,
you
it might break your ears.
You got to give us just one
What about
line.
Give
one
me
line.
How's the one song go? I'll sing with you.
She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts.
She's cheer captain. And I'm on the bleachers.
Okay, we're back, baby. We're back.
That was incredible. I think you're very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Coach, I wanted
to say. You're lying.
All right, listen, Lex, Eli, we appreciate it. Gatorade Players of the Year. We got to do some research. It's got to be the first time in the state from the same city, right? Unless, like, Huntington got one. Do you guys know the answer to that?
I think it is the first one.
It is the first one?
Pretty sure.
I'm going to call the people who make this award. I'm going to call them. I'm going to say, we got to do a 2-on-2 tournament.
I'm down.
You're going to fly everybody from the whole country to Wheeling. We're flying here.
Where are we going to play?
Because if we're setting the event up, we're playing at the old St. Mike's gym.
No.
Have you guys been in there?
Yes.
It's like a dungeon.
Chairs and stuff.
Chairs and stuff.
Yeah.
There's like chairs at the 3-point line. And like, yeah. His feet are too big to even shoot a three. Like, you'll be standing out of bounds. All right. Listen, we appreciate you guys. Thanks for spending time with us. This was awesome. We're going to get you guys to sign a couple pictures and hang them up out there with everyone else we've interviewed.
Yeah,
so.
You guys have been great. We wish you both the best of luck. Thanks for joining us. This has been a pleasure. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Yeah, thank you. Sure. Thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you. We appreciate it, guys. We'll see you.
Thank you.